This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Last night, hundreds of protesters converged on a terminal at Logan Airport where some passengers were being held up by the new executive order on immigration. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh was among them. He joins us now. Mayor Walsh, thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me this morning.
For you, what made it important to go to Logan last night?
You know, the whole host of me, this has been a very interesting week in our city. There seems to be an attack on immigrants. It started with the executive order, and what the Trump administration has done. I'm the son of immigrants. I'm the mayor of Boston, which 28% of our Bostonians are immigrants. It was wrong. What happened yesterday was wrong. I think back to Boston being built by religious minorities fleeing persecution, the Puritans, the Catholics, the Jews. And I think it's important for us to stand with the refugees today and protect them. A lot of the folks that were detained around the country worked in our institutions, went to school in our schools. These are all people that have green cards and are on pathways. It was something that you hear about in other countries, not in the United States of America.
When the president issued his executive order, did you expect the tumultuous response, and did you expect the court decisions that would move against that executive order?
Well, first of all, I wasn't exactly sure that they were going to be going into airports across the country and detaining people. I don't think anyone expected that fully. But I commend the judges, two federal judges here in Boston, temporarily halting the president's executive order blocking immigrants from 7 Muslim-majority nations. I commend them for that because, talk about racial profiling, and that's what, for all intents and purposes, the president of the United States of America is doing. And we're better than that. And I think that if you talk to the majority of American people, even some folks that voted for Donald Trump, they will tell you that this is something that you hear about in other places, not in the United States of America. And in some ways, it's a very sad statement for what Trump is doing. I'm hoping that at some point, somebody in the Trump administration will have a serious conversation with the president to talk to him about the damage he's done in 4 days in the United States of America.
Mayor Walsh, moving ahead, what steps is your administration doing to challenge the presidential order, over the next few days?
I mean, I think what we're doing is we're working with lawyers outside. We're talking to immigrant groups, making sure that people know that Boston is a safe place, number one, and then trying to figure out. I think this took a lot of people by surprise yesterday, and I think that I was listening to a couple segments on the radio today that people are just, information is trickling out of Washington, not quite exactly sure what the intentions are. And I think that, I heard Speaker Paul Ryan even make a comment about the Trump executive order. He didn't back down from it, but he didn't support 100% embrace it either. So I think there's a lot of conversations that need to happen in the next 24, 48, 72 hours between my office and the federal government, and then also working with our federal delegation and the Attorney General, quite honestly.
Are you in touch directly with the White House on this issue?
No, we haven't been. I mean, yesterday was kind of, I think it took a lot of people by surprise. I don't think anyone quite understood what the executive order really meant until people were being detained in the airports across the country.
Mayor Walsh, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. And unfortunately, we have this conversation, and it's really, I hope that, in Boston, we are certainly better than this, and people know that, and there's been a lot of support out there. And I just encourage people to be supportive of our people here in the city.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. This is WBUR.